No one cares about the Rangers, let alone when we're going to talk about them, do they?
Probably not.
888-787-1310. Do you care about the Rangers? Or where we talk about them, let us hear from you. Actually, right here, let's do a little good afternoon football because it's the afternoon. We do like football, and we are thinking about the NFL draft. But who else is thinking about the NFL draft? We thought we would play you a little football audio right here, and then we can comment, shall we?
Indeed.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. I'm on vacation playing golf. From playing golf. You know, at any event.
Living the life.
He golfs. So he just golfs all day, but he went on vacation to play golf.
Yeah.
From playing golf. You know, at any event, the closer we get to the draft, some interesting things are going on. You know, I am so happy for Sam Darnold that he got away from the Jets. You know, he got no help from that head coach they had. And they didn't have a plethora of skilled position players, but down with Carolina, with the Panthers, geez, you know, he reteams up with Robbie Anderson, a guy he had some success with the Jets, and DJ Moore, fine young receiver, and of course, the great Christian McCaffrey. So I'm happy for him. I feel a little bad for Teddy Bridgewater. I think he's a starter in this league, and looks like he has to go elsewhere if he's going to start. And I would look at Houston if I was him, because what's going on with Deshaun Watson, and he may not be available to those guys. Now, I'm a big fan of Deshaun's. The man has always had a sterling reputation, and I'm a guy that know what accusations could do to your reputation.
Boy, don't I know
it. Oh, my.
Don't I know it.
I love the whole, though, and, you know, this happened right when the first accusations came out against him, and it was Tony Busby, and it was a questionable lawyer, so we were all, you know, is this real? Is there anything to this? And instantly people came out right away to say, like guys that work with the Texans, you know, I'm around Deshaun Watson every day.
He never flopped it on me.
He has never, asked me to, you know, kind of finish the whole thing, the whole deal there. And never. And I see him every day. And in fact, I've never seen him do that to any of the ladies in the office. So really, what are you saying? I mean, this is crazy. But I just enjoy the juices perspective.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you recall, once upon a time, Juice for Halloween was Patrick Mahomes. Like, he put on a wig that kind of had Mahomes hair and wore a jersey. And I'm like, boy, is that like the most, like the low point for an athlete when they realize that somehow, some way, they've worked themselves into an O.J. Simpson Twitter video? Like, is that the character witness you want? Like, is Deshaun like, hey, Juice, maybe sit this one out for me.
He may not be available to those guys. Now, I'm a big fan of Deshaun's. The man has always had a sterling reputation, and I'm a guy that know what accusations could do to your reputation. But anyway. I'm a little confused. 22 women have come out accusing him of wrongdoing, and I'm a little confused because, you know, in my entire life, I think I've had 4 massage therapists, and 2 of those were guys. So I'm a little confused why he went through so many of them, and I'm sure there's a lot that have not accused him of anything.
Huh.
And
then see, that's the whole thing.
I didn't kill everybody.
Right. There's a lot of people in L.A. There's a lot of waiters that are totally alive. And now I'm confused that you're pointing at this guy. So,
a little confused why he went through so many of them, and I'm sure there's a lot that have not accused him of anything. In any event, I would hate not to see him play again. And I know
that would be the big crime here,
yeah,
I think.
For sure.
That O.J. never got to see him play again.
Not the assault.
Is anyone here thinking of O.J.? That's the problem.
I know we got to let the system work itself out, but my prayers are with him. Look.
Yeah, is that where Deshaun's like, bro, no, I'm fine. I'll take many prayers.
Wear your mask. Get your shot so you can take vacations. And take care. God bless.
Well, public safety at the end, too.
Yeah. Get your shots.
It's the juice.
It's just amazing. And we bring this up every time we play O.J. Simpson audio, but I strive for that level of lack of self-awareness. Like, he just doesn't see anything weird about him filming those videos where he's talking about, boy, Lord knows, false accusations, they can really get you.
I can follow you around for quite some time.
It's tough to shake.
All right, let's do the 1:30 news after this.